What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Still.
That's right. It is time to chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Scott Jago, I'm out of breath. You know why I'm out of breath, Scott Jago.
I have a feeling you're going
to
tell me.
It has nothing to do with Amy. I've been running up and down stairs here in the building.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because I want to get back into shape, Scott Jago. I want to work out my quads and my toes and stuff.
All right, before we get to that, we should introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah, we have a special guest on Chat with Stu Mac today.
Amy Markscore.
Amy Markscore.
Hello.
If we're going to talk about running, I think we should focus the conversation on Amy.
That's
and
true.
Probably not you.
But we'll don't look at me.
Well, yeah. So what did you want to ask her?
So, Amy, I have a note here, and I wrote it down in pink highlighter before the segment. It says, how to run.
Yes, and that was the extent of your research.
That was the extent of... Well, that's really my question, because when I was younger, I used to run a lot. I was in track. I played a lot of sports and things. And recently, as you heard previously on Chat with Stu Mac, I've been walking. Wow, what a novel concept, walking around to lose weight. But I've thought about, you know what, I'd like to pick up the pace every once in a while, but it's not as easy as it was when I was younger. How to run,
how to get back into it. It's perfect timing because I've been running, I bet in the last 20 years, I've run easily 50,000 miles.
Wow.
Like, I've run a lot. And
50,000 miles.
For a long time, I averaged, for the past few years, I've averaged between 80 and 100 miles a week, right? And then December came, December 2024, and I stepped on a sticky gumball tree gumball. You know those
things,
spiky things?
Oh. Those things are awful.
I'm going to run for office. My only platform will be to abolish those trees.
I fell on one of the, I slipped on one this winter.
It was, awful.
And tore my rotator cuff.
Seriously?
Yes. I tore my the ligaments on all three sides of my ankle.
Wow.
And I could not run, walk, bike, swim, or anything for over 4 months. And when I started running again, everything hurt. Everything, I felt like I've never run before. I didn't know how to move. I didn't know how to breathe. Every step I was aware of. And it was pretty awful. So here's what I did. I started by walking. And then I would run for a few minutes. My goal was time on feet, and that should be your goal, is time on feet. So 45 minutes is great if you're very, very, very new. You know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, everyone's at a different, you know, journey even of walking. But let's say you can walk easily for an hour. Maybe walk for 5 minutes and then jog for 1 minute. Then walk for five and jog for one. Do that for a week. Then try walking for 5 minutes, jogging for 2 minutes. And you basically, you keep adding, you know, you keep switching that ratio.
That's a great idea.
But you don't want to go out and say, well, I can run a half mile. So you run a half mile and then you go home. You want to spend time on your feet.
That's great.
That's a great idea. I want to ask you about the psyche of, ow, this hurts, compared to, ow, it's hurting for a good reason, or, ow, I should stop doing this and take a break.
We always joke, you know how they have, like, posters in the gym, like, sweat is pain or fear
pain,
leaving your body.
No pain, no gain.
We always say in marathoning, we go, pain is just your body telling you you may be doing irreparable damage.
See, that...
I always say the dirty secret of running is you hurt all the time. Like, I always hurt. You guys have seen me walk, like, from the office to the studio where I kind of walk like I'm an 80-year-old, right? I'm like, oh, I think one sign that maybe you're injured is if you're in bed at night and a specific spot, like, feels hot or it's achy, that might be some big inflammation that you need to look out for. Shin splints. If you can work through shin splints.
How do you get through that?
Think of it this way. Running is a sport just like football and baseball, okay? You would never play baseball without the right equipment. You would never play football without pads. If you are going to start running, please, please, please get good running shoes. You cannot go to Payless and get a $20 shoe. That's what you should do.
I feel very judged right
now. I know. Well, I also worked at a running store for 5 years. Get good shoes.
Right. Well, I worked at a motorcycle dealership.
Some of the best runners in the world don't even wear shoes.
Gotcha.
This is actually, you know the book Born to Run? I interviewed the author of that book, and he's like, you should run barefoot. And I'm like, I wear insoles. I wear Superfeet insoles. I wear Nike, good Nike running shoes. I run 100 miles a week. I've never been injured other than when I fell. And he said, you do everything wrong of what the cool, like, hip influencers, people, yeah. like, you should run barefoot. Don't run barefoot. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It sounds awful.
It's awful.
You remember Zola Budd?
Yes.
She ran barefoot in the Olympics.
I was thinking about the psyche of how do you power yourself through to the next thing. You've gone through an injury recently and now starting to get back going again. How much are you running now, and how do you keep your psyche going to where to keep pushing through that?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to be in shape to race a marathon in November. And I know, like, what's the difference between racing and running? It's like, it's not finishing the marathon versus being competitive. I'd like to be competitive in November. So I was at 70 miles last week, and I just started doing a workout. So working my way back up to 90, 100 miles, and then I could start adding intensity a week. And to be honest, I actually really enjoy walking. It scares me how much I like walking. I'm actually a little worried. I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah, so walking is nice.
Wow, slowing down is so fun.
It's so fun. I have so sometimes I'll overshoot my run just so I can walk back.
Well, Amy, how do you feel? First time on Chat with Stu Mack. How'd that go?
I would love to come back.
You would love
to? You guys are awesome. Right. Okay. You're a lot of fun. Anytime.
Well, maybe you have to run over sometime. And, that's good. Life's a box of chocolates. You never know when you got to eat them all. Isn't that how it goes?
No. Never know what you're going to get.
That's a 10-minute segment of Stu just saying random stuff. I know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.